This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Connor Happer.
We have another report about the cream cheese.
Mike Schaefer.
What the hell?
This is Happer and Schaefer.
All right, DP's here, but before we get into what we're going to get into, we have to give him a deck of cards thing. We also have to do the pleasantries. How was your vacation? Welcome back.
It was good, except for I ended up having to communicate with people I don't know about stuff that is none of their business.
Your whole thing was before you left, you were like, I'm not going to think about this at all.
Like, I need
and that's what vacations are supposed to be.
Yeah, so. I want to put the station
down. You
want
to check out.
Yeah, I just wanted to check out. Went to New York, was supposed to go see three basketball games. Two of those were canceled because of COVID. I was supposed to see WWE. That was canceled. I was supposed to go on Broadway. There were three plays. I got to see one. And then we had to get out of New York before they shut down everything.
Yeah.
And flights were being canceled. So we're like, okay.
Time to go.
Let's get a flight. We took a flight. We got back. We gave ourselves 3 days to decompress and make sure that we didn't bring back the crud. And we're all good. And, you know, took a night's sleep. And now I'm here.
So, here we are.
So, you know.
Back into the thick of it.
Way thick of it. And it's so funny, right? So we kind of passingly talked about how this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big deal. Like, you guys, you said, hey, man, I got a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, awesome.
I feel bad. I feel bad for some of the response. I feel responsible for some of the response to it because, I was just super weird about it when we announced it on Monday because I just am uncomfortable.
I could feel your uncomfortableness before we even got to that segment.
Then
it started, and then it was like became a well. That's a joke, but that's not a joke. That's a joke. And I was over here like, I think people are going
to
be confused.
It's like, I'm not supposed to say where I'm going. And then there's that whole thing, too. And it's just like, yeah, I'm definitely taking another job. Was definitely not fired.
Right. Like, it wasn't. Like, and I was like, what? Have people never left a job before?
Yeah.
And in this business specifically, it happens in clumps. Like, that's just how it happens. That, oh, another opportunity. And it's like the coaching carousel. It's like the transfer portal, one move leads to several other moves and things get in play, but there's zero malice. I just want people to understand that.
Yeah.
There's like, these are my dudes. Like, I love what they did with this time. Like, I'm proud of what you guys did with it. You guys, like, we took on Dan Patrick's resume and said, screw you. We can do better local. There's better local talent than what we can do. And we can do more with it. I was like, look at him go.
Right.
Like, you guys crushed it. Thank you very much. Because we knew, well, Connor's a talent. So Connor's going to have options. Schaefer's a talent. Both of them just got married. Like, you guys have opportunities. You have resources. You have access. And your lives are going to change.
Yep.
So as a boss, somebody that's been in this, I know that.
Yeah, we talked about it for a long time.
Yeah, like, I know that. So then it's like, okay. So then it happens at the same time.
Right.
So, and I knew, and I'm like, okay, so Connor's gone.
Yeah, that's the tricky
Schaefer's going to be gone. Okay, cool. Like, at least I now know where to focus my attention. But then, Tom.
And yeah,
that was just total luck.
Right, like, we couldn't plan that. There was no mount. Like, Tom, we went and had dinner with Trey McGowan's at Brewski's, and Tom and I are just talking about this, and Trey's like, should I be here? Like, like, is this cool? And we just hung out. I'm like, bruh, like, I love you.
Well, Trey's sitting there like, I just want to get back on the court. Right? This guy's going to retire? What's going on?
Like, what's the deal? So then it was like, okay, out of respect, I'm going to let you guys tell your story. Like, this time is your time. Get your flowers now.
Yeah.
While you're here. Look, you got flowers coming, but tell the story when you want to tell it, how you want to tell it. And I'm cool with that.
And we have.
And in that vacuum, but in that small vacuum of question mark, what are the odds? You know, three of them at the same time. There's something going on. There's nefarious. And I just went, no. The kids are growing up and they're spreading their wings. And that's what you should be, like, as a decent human being. That's what you should be rooting for. I feel like Nick Saban, look at you guys go. And I have nothing to do with it. But I'm proud of the fact that you guys are going to go and do stuff that gives you joy, happiness, lets you find a greater version of yourselves. And you guys also know, if it don't work, the door is open. Come on back. This is
like, oh, yeah. I've been here a long time.
You know, I'm not. You know.
If anybody knows where the door is, it would be Connor.
Yeah,
right.
He's been walking through here for what, 7 years?
I haven't even considered
Is it 6 or 7 years?
7, yeah. Like, I just actually thought about this for the very first time right now. I had my keys to the station before I had my keys to my house. Obviously, they've just been on my key ring for the longest time. Are you going to make me give the keys up?
Hell yeah!
Oh, damn it.
You kidding me?
Yeah, so because, I can't just come in here and like talk to myself?
You can
probably going to be right after this segment.
Well, no. What it would be is we'd show up one day doing a show and Connor's sitting here going, I got stuff to say. Like, I got stuff to say. Like, there's stuff I
Where's
need to talk
microphone?
About.
Where's the microphone?
Yeah, we got to talk about it. So it's just, but look, this is all love. I'm proud of you guys.
For sure.
In a perfect world, we would have just done this moment one. So folks, don't panic and don't think, oh my God, the station's closing. And I had somebody ask me if I was going to turn this into a hip hop station. And I just went, oh no, it's going to be 93.7 The Ticket. We're going to talk sports and various other things.
Yeah.
Just relax. There's no budget cut. There's no, like, there's a laundry list of things that have been attributed to this and they're all wrong.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, they're all wrong.
It's just timing.
Yeah, it's just like you guys got something else you want to do.
I'm still going to be here Thursday mornings as long as Jake and Steve let me. And
I'm putting you to work, man.
I'm sure filling in when people are taking vacation.
Yeah, and same for Tom. Connor's the only one that will have other issues. And even then, when we see, like, it's not like we're going to go into the octagon whenever we see each other at a football game or a basketball game. That's not how this works.
Just call me. I could still,
Right? Like, I mean, that's the thing.
Sounds like you're volunteering to host a postgame show next year.
I don't think that I could do that.
Yeah, we'll find out. Well, you and I will have to have that talk next week over, okay, what can you do and what can't you do?
Yeah.
Like, that's really... Like, I'm not kicking anybody out, and I'm not telling anybody they can't come back. I'm like, do what you do. If we can do stuff together, I mean, even if it's a silly – I mean, me and Schaefer still need to do a wrestling podcast. Like, we're just going to spend just hours at a time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just on Monday alone, like, listening to Jay bring up players from, like, the 97 draft. I mean, sitting there, like, going back to my living room with my little draft magazine.
Right.
It's like Rob Morris, 26 years old, BYU linebacker.
Right. Like, just to go through, right?
No, it's like, I felt like, it was amazing. Just like the feeling of that.
Yeah, it's just, so there's stuff that we can do, and there's stuff we're gonna do. I just want folks to know, like, here's the truth. They have stuff that they want to do. I'm cheering for them. I'm rooting for them. I don't think they're mad at me.
Nope.
I don't think they're pissed at me. This is not a, well, DP's an awful, he's a tyrant. He's an awful human being, and we don't want to work for him anymore.
Nope.
That's none of that's true. It's just, this is a transition, and we want it to be a smooth one, and I want you guys to tell it whatever way you need to tell it, and then, you know, come next week, we'll let folks know what, or come tomorrow.
I am very much looking forward to this.
Tomorrow, yes, is going to be a wacky, weird day.
Okay. You got some reveals coming?
There's some reveals coming.
All right.
And I think, like, we know who's going to occupy this time slot. We know who's filling out the rest of the day. We hit in order. Like, we've got some nighttime additions as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting more shows in January. Different personnel, but, you know, same energy, same vibe.
The ticket endures. I think that's kind of the big thing to,
yeah, that's the
that
story.
People need to. And Tom did a great job of this on Monday. Like, there's been a lot of iterations of shows on this radio station, and there's been a lot of people that, you know, listeners have basically been like, oh, well, if that guy's leaving, it's the station. The station's going to be here.
Yep.
The station is certainly bigger than Mike Schaefer. It's bigger than Connor Happer. It's bigger than Tom Stevens, because the listeners are what make it, and people tune in. There's still going to be shows. There's still going to be great sports talk, and it's Lincoln's only sports talk station.
This
is what you get, sports, local sports.
Well, here's the part, and I'll say this several times today and tomorrow. When the opportunity came for, when Ron said he was going to sell the station, it was not going to be a sports station that bought it. And Becky and I said, whoa, no, no.
Right.
No, Lincoln deserves its own sports station. We'll come out of pocket and make sure that this thing happens. So we did. And they wanted another thing. And I'm like, no, this needs to happen. And then this was the crew that, look, I couldn't launch with anybody better. I couldn't. Like, this is it. And if you guys were staying, it would be like the station would be a better version of it all the time. Look, this is just a meeting place for people who love sports and people who love people. That's like, this
well
is a,
said.
Like, it's a meeting place. And if you want to throw venom and poison into it, then there might be something else for you to do. Like, go for it. There are places to do that. But we all like each other, and you guys don't get to throw venom into our soup.
Yep.
Don't do it. So there's some interesting news coming. I think we're working on having Mark do some grand, you know, starting lineup sort of deal. Mm.
now batting.
Uh-huh.
Mark is working, you say.
Yeah. You know.
You can't get enough.
No, he really, like, this dude, yeah. that poor guy.
No, I mean, from both of us, DPI, we want to thank you as well.
It's been an awesome 5 months. This opportunity wouldn't have happened if you hadn't bought the station. The fact that I got to work with Connor for 2.5 years has been great for me.
Same.
You know, we get two more segments and one more day.
Yep.
So we're going to make the most of it.
And you guys, you taught me every day. Like, there's no way I get in the system without you guys. Like, it's just, there's no other way to say it. And so having been in different sports markets and knowing that sometimes craziness happens within those spaces, this was a group. I said this to Ron. I said this to the listeners before. This is the first station I've ever worked at where we like each other. And it's rare and it's beautiful. Like, I've never had to come to work. I always get to come to work. And that, you guys were a big part of this, and it's appreciated. It really is.
Yep.
So we're going to miss you, but we'll see.
Something's coming.
Yeah, we'll see.
Think it'll be okay.
We'll see.
There's no doubt
we'll
about that.
You.
All right,
so
DP.
So am I drawing a card? What am I supposed
to do? We may not have enough time anymore,
okay,
but that's okay. We'll finish that off the next segment. DP,
beautiful.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
We'll, of course, hear from you a little bit later on throughout the show, and we look forward to the future plans. That much is for sure. I'll take a quick timeout. More up next.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter, @ Connor Happer, @ Mike J. Schaefer.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.